Good morning, morning team. It's time for your Rafiki Africa Farm Breakfast Report. Today, breakfast is chapati and bananas and eggs and coffee, of course. Oh, and I have a little jam for the chapati. Very, very yummy. And I am very excited for today. Today, we will meet another Lighthouse Academy social worker, Ibrahim. We will learn about the water project, meet Steve, who has knowledge of how the filtration system operates, and we'll meet the farm manager, Pamela, to talk more about the food grown here to feed the kids at the school. Now, if finances are tight, $10 a month, that option to support Rafiki Africa and the kids at Lighthouse Academy allows you to bring them hope and help. And it's pretty easy to find there at the website. Go to RafikiAfrica.org. We have lots of info now right there on the homepage. It has been quiet here the past couple of days. Some in this community go to church on Saturday, some on Sunday. So except for the kids' biscuit break, it's been a quiet couple of days. And I will say, since that Saturday night fun KCB party, I love seeing some of the kids walk through the Rafiki farm here wearing the Kids Cookie Break wristbands, or bangles, as Meditrix calls them. Now, Dorothy, I'm drinking my coffee here before we get started, and you make an amazing tea. I had some last night, and it's very simple, but it is so good, and it's pretty much what you live on every day here.
Yeah, so it's a blend of our grown lemongrass and mint.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people here don't know what mint is, but you brought some from the market in Kisumu.
Yes, I did, and actually the people here don't use mint, but I love it, and yeah, so I make the tea all the time.
I have been learning so much watching you cook, and we'll do a little kitchen chat cooking show coming up here a little bit later today. How's that?
Sounds good, Lisa.
All right, back to you guys.